Good morning. My name is Nicole, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Chesapeake Utilities 2015 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there'll be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Beth Cooper, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Nicole, and good morning, everyone. We appreciate you joining us today to review our fourth quarter and 2015 annual results. Joining me on the call today is Mike McMaster, President and CEO. In addition to Mike, we also have several members of our management team here with us to answer questions. The presentation to accompany our discussion can be accessed on our website under the Investors section and Events and Webcasts subsection, or via our IR app. Moving to slide two, before we begin, let me remind you that matters discussed in this conference call may include forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. These forward-looking statements and projections could differ materially from our actual results. The Safe Harbor for Forward-Looking Statements section of the company's 2015 annual report on Form 10-K will provide further information on the factors that could cause such statements to differ from our actual results. I would like to begin today's presentation by highlighting the company's record performance. As shown on slide three, the year 2015 culminated in the ninth consecutive year of record earnings generated by the company, both in terms of net income and earnings per share. In addition, as the slide highlights, Chesapeake has generated very strong returns on equity, ranging from 11%-12.2% over this nine-year period. These results have been driven by our successful capital investments in organic growth opportunities and acquisitions like FPU, Sandpiper Energy, and Aspire Energy of Ohio. The returns that we have generated on these investments have resulted in a compound annual growth rate of 9.8% in earnings per share over the nine-year period. Moving to slide four, yesterday, we reported results for both the year and the fourth quarter ended December 31st, 2015. Net income for the year was $41.1 million, or $2.72 per share, which represents an increase of $5 million or $0.25 per share compared to 2014. Year-over-year, earnings per share grew by 10.1%. For the fourth quarter of 2015, the company reported net income of $8.6 million, or $0.56 per share. This represents a decrease of $1.5 million, or $0.13 per share, compared to the same quarter in 2014. The decline in the quarter-over-quarter results was caused by lower energy consumption due to warmer temperatures that reduced earnings by $2.5 million, or $0.17 per share. The fourth quarter of 2015 was the warmest fourth quarter in the past 30 years in our operating territories. As you know, gas consumption is impacted by the variability in heating degree days in the winter months. I will now highlight the accomplishments and results for the two business segments for the year. Detailed discussions of our results for the quarter and year ended December 31st, 2015, are provided in our press release, which was filed yesterday and will be included in our annual report on Form 10-K, which will be filed Monday. Turning to slide five, Chesapeake's regulated energy businesses, which include our natural gas distribution and transmission and electric distribution operations, generated operating income of $61 million in 2015, compared to $50.5 million for 2014. The increase in regulated energy operating income was generated from strong growth in the regulated energy businesses. The impact of several non-recurring items also enhanced 2015's results. Gross margin increased by $13.2 million as a result of service expansions, the Florida Gas Reliability Infrastructure Program, or GRIP as we refer to it, natural gas customer growth, and the Florida electric rate case. The higher gross margin was partially offset by lower margin as a result of warmer weather and an increase in other operating expenses reflecting the incremental cost of service, ultimately resulting in an increase of $2.6 million in 2015 operating income. The non-recurring items included non-cash pre-tax impairment charges recorded in 2014 in the aggregate amount of $6.4 million and a gain from a customer billing system settlement of $1.5 million recorded in 2015. The impact of these non-recurring items resulted in additional operating income of $7.9 million in 2015 compared to 2014. As shown on slide 6, the unregulated energy segment reported operating income of $16.4 million compared to $11.7 million for 2014. Operating income, excluding a $432,000 non-recurring charge in 2014, increased by $4.2 million. Higher retail propane margins and margin generated by Aspire Energy were the largest drivers of the $12.4 million increase in gross margin generated by the segment. The increased gross margin was partially offset by the warmer weather, lower results for Xeron, operating expenses from the addition of Aspire Energy, and additional expenses as a result of the year's strong performance. The key variances in terms of net income and earnings per share contribution between 2015 and 2014 are highlighted on slide 7. This table is a summarized version of what is included in our filings and provided in the appendix. For 2015, as mentioned previously, earnings per share increased 25 cents or 10.1% to $2.72 per share. Gross margin increased 95 cents per share. Higher operating expenses largely to support growth offset the gross margin increase by 48 cents per share. Unusual items resulted in a 13 cent decrease in earnings per share for 2015, the largest component of which was the warmer weather in 2015 compared to 2014. While approximating normal weather, 2015 was significantly warmer than 2014, which impacted results year over year by 18 cents per share. In our regulated energy segment, an increase in gross margin of 65 cents per share was generated from natural gas customer growth, service expansions in the natural gas transmission businesses, continued investment in the Florida GRIP to enhance infrastructure reliability and safety, and the full year impact of the 2014 electric rate case. In the unregulated energy segment, gross margin increased 30 cents per share, largely due to higher retail propane margins, which added 37 cents per share, partially offset by lower contributions from propane wholesale marketing and sales. The inclusion of 9 months for Aspire Energy lowered Chesapeake's earnings per share by 6 cents, including the impact of issuing approximately 593,000 shares for the acquisition. Finally, interest and other changes reduced year-to-date net earnings per share by 3 cents. Slide 8 shows our history of capital expenditures as a percentage of total capitalization. For 2015, we invested 28.3% of total capitalization, 20.7% of which came from organic growth capital investments, and 7.6% which related to the purchase of Aspire Energy. Since 2011, we have made capital investments of $545 million, including acquisitions, which equates to an average 21% of capital expenditures to total capitalization annually. In terms of the dollars invested during 2015, we invested $142.7 million in our existing businesses, including $98 million in our regulated energy segment. Adding in the Gatherco acquisition that was completed in 2015 for $52.5 million, This increases our total capital expenditures for the year to a record $195.2 million. The execution of our strategic plan continues to generate significant opportunities for profitable capital investment. The current capital budget for 2016 projects investments of $179 million to support and grow our existing businesses. We are pursuing several other projects which could further increase our level of capital spending. Of the total capital budget for 2016, approximately $30 million represents capital expenditures that are in the early project development stage. We are excited about these investments, but recognize that the review and approval process by the regulatory bodies may take longer than we experienced in our previous applications. Slide 10 highlights the company's commitment to maintaining a strong balance sheet, which should facilitate access to competitively priced capital to fund our growth initiatives. Our equity to permanent capitalization and equity to total capitalization, including short-term borrowings, were 70.6% and 51.9%, respectively, as of December 31, 2015. We target to maintain a ratio of equity to total capitalization, including short-term borrowings, of 50 to 60%. As of December 31, 2015, our short-term debt, including the current portion of long-term debt, was $183 million, which also includes $35 million borrowed under our $150 million revolving credit agreement. Available for 5 years, we can utilize this facility to bridge financing to long-term debt. Given the level of capital expenditures in 2015, along with the 2016 capital budget, we anticipate securing longer-term permanent capital to maintain our targeted equity to total capitalization ratio, and will seek to align such financing with the earnings generated from the larger projects. In this regard, on slide 10, we have highlighted one possible means of securing new long-term debt capital, a shelf facility we executed with Prudential Investment Management in late 2015, also for $150 million. In May of 2015, the Board of Directors increased our annualized dividend by 7 cents or 6.5% to result in an annualized dividend of $1.15 per share, as shown on slide 11. We are firmly committed to dividend growth supported by earnings growth. Chesapeake Utilities has paid a dividend continuously for 55 years. Our Board of Directors will be revisiting the dividend level again in May 2016. Given broad market uncertainty and investors' current expectations for income and security, we understand the desire for reliable dividends. We expect the significant growth potential in our businesses to continue to provide potential for superior dividend growth in the future, just as it has in the past. Before I dig into the details regarding the gross margin growth we achieved in 2015, as well as our estimates for future margin growth, I would like to spend just a few moments highlighting the overall key financial accomplishments for the year. We have highlighted many of these accomplishments on slide 12. First, as we mentioned earlier, we increased earnings per share by 10.1%, achieving record earnings for the ninth consecutive year. Our capital expenditures, including the Gatherco acquisition, were $195.2 million, the largest level of annual capital expenditures in our history. This level of investment fostered growth in our overall asset base, which surpassed $1 billion for the first time in 2015. Achieving record earnings enabled us to generate a solid return on equity of 12.1%. We are proud of the growth in our businesses and the returns we have generated for shareholders, which Mike will elaborate on later, including a 16.7% total shareholder return for 2015 that included a 6.5% dividend increase. Finally, at year-end, our market capitalization had grown to approximately $867 million. As recently as yesterday, this had escalated further as we closed at a market capitalization of approximately $975 million. Slide 13 shows a snapshot of the consolidated gross margin impact of major projects and initiatives completed since 2014, as well as major projects and initiatives announced and underway. As you can see, these projects and initiatives added gross margin of $18.2 million in 2015 and are expected to add incremental gross margin of $19.1 million in 2016 and $10.3 million in 2017. We have included a slide in the appendix that provides the detail for the completed projects and their margin contribution for 2014 to 2017. We have a number of other projects and initiatives in place to expand margins in 2017 and beyond, and as their timing related to in-service is solidified, we will update our projections accordingly. Slide 14 provides detail on projects and initiatives underway as referenced on the previous slide. These investments will be completed over the next year and are expected to produce gross margin of approximately $7.2 million in 2016 and $18.2 million in 2017. As our results over the past 9 years demonstrate, our team is relentless in identifying and pursuing opportunities to enhance our growth and further increase our gross margin. As always, thank you for your support and interest in our growing company. These continue to be very exciting times for Chesapeake Utilities, as exemplified through our strong financial results. Now I will turn the call over to Mike, who will expand on our strategic growth initiatives, long-term performance results, and commitment to continued growth for shareholders.
Thanks, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Slide 15 illustrates how we approach achieving sustainable growth. Chesapeake Utilities' success story starts with engaged, dedicated, and capable employees who are committed to expanding our infrastructure to meet the energy needs of our customers and communities. Our employees continually seek opportunities to further engagement with the local communities. They construct and operate safe, reliable energy delivery systems, whether they are pipelines, wires, or trucks. Our employees do a remarkable job of identifying, developing, and transforming opportunities into profitable earnings growth. Finally, we employ a disciplined capital allocation process to produce superior returns to shareholders. Turning to slide 16, our success in delivering returns is due to the hard work of our employees, our strategic planning process, and discipline in executing our strategic plan. Strategic planning is a continuous process for our company. We update our strategic plan every year, and we ask our business unit leaders and our strategic business development team to take a new look at market conditions and the new opportunities that are evolving in the market. Then we challenge our teams to identify ways to grow at rates faster than they could if they simply continued doing what they are doing today. This keeps our thinking fresh and our focus on generating sustainable long-term growth. Turning to slide 17, the performance quadrant is one of the ways that we monitor the results of our strategic plan and its execution. We believe that one of the keys to our success is our ability to deploy significant amounts of capital with attractive returns on investment. Chesapeake continues to rank in the upper quartile of gas distribution, electric, and combination utility companies in terms of capital invested and return on capital over the past 3 years. Our ability to achieve higher than industry average returns while investing higher levels of capital relative to our size is a result of our ability to identify and develop profitable growth opportunities, maintain our disciplined capital investment decision-making process, execute on our growth opportunities, and achieve our targeted financial results. Turning to slide 18. The environmental and economic advantages of natural gas and propane provide opportunities for expanded use in our service territories and across the United States. Natural gas is abundant, clean, efficient, domestic, and affordable. The abundance of clean natural gas in the United States continues to provide security of supply, energy reliability, and stable prices to Americans every day. As shown on slide 18, natural gas and propane continue to have price stability compared to oil and are expected to maintain this advantage for the foreseeable future. This price stability creates opportunities to satisfy new customer demand at affordable prices and has helped create opportunities that our team has developed to drive growth in margins, earnings, and ultimately dividends. Turning to slide 19, one such opportunity is the White Oak expansion project to increase mainline capacity to serve Calpine's new power plant in Dover, Delaware. Eastern Shore plans to invest between $32 and $35 million, which could be used to build 7.2 miles of pipeline looping and additional compression facilities to provide natural gas to the power plant. The estimated annual gross margin resulting from this project under the 20-year service agreement will be approximately $5.8 million. In 2016, we expect to generate approximately $5 million of incremental margin. As part of our ongoing commitment and efforts to provide reliable service to our customers, Eastern Shore has proposed a $32 million reliability project that is highlighted on slide 20. The project includes the installation of one compressor and 10.1 miles of 16-inch pipeline looping. These facilities are necessary to provide optimal system reliability and design. FERC issued a scheduling notice that established a deadline of April 2016 for the environmental assessment and July 2016 for all other federal agency decisions. The project will be included in Eastern Shore's upcoming 2017 rate case filing. Once the cost is included in our rates, the estimated annual margin associated with this project will be approximately $4.5 million. As a company, we are committed to offering our customers supply, diversification opportunities, and access to the lowest cost natural gas. One such example is highlighted on slide 21. Eastern Shore is moving forward with making certain modifications to its interconnect with Texas Eastern Transmission, TETCO, that will increase the availability of natural gas at the interconnect point by 53,000 decatherms a day. FERC's approval to move forward with these modifications was granted in December 2015. These modifications, which are scheduled to be completed and in service during March 2016, will allow customers to have access to additional TETCO supply and the opportunity to secure lower-cost natural gas. This 53,000 decatherms equates to $2.8 million in incremental annual margin for Eastern Shore. Turning to slide 22, safety is a top priority for our company. Our Florida Grip Pipeline Replacement Program is an example of one of our initiatives designed to increase service reliability and operational safety for the communities we serve. The GRIP program enables the company to accelerate the replacement of cast iron and bare steel mains and service lines. GRIP also authorizes the company to accelerate the recovery of pipeline replacement investments, including a return on those investments, as well as the recovery of certain program-related costs. Our GRIP investments total $32.8 million in 2015 and are approaching $80 million since the program's inception. To date, we have replaced 162 miles of pipeline and over 4,300 service lines. The gross margin generated from these investments was $7.5 million in 2015 and is projected to be $11.4 million in 2016. Turning to slide 23, our Eight Flags Energy subsidiary is constructing a combined heat and power plant located in our electric and natural gas distribution territory on Amelia Island. The plant will produce approximately 20 megawatts of baseload power to be sold to our electric distribution system on the island. Steam from the plant will be sold to the Rainier's Advanced Materials Paper Mill. The combined heat and power plant and the related facilities will cost approximately $40 million to construct. Site construction is moving forward on schedule. In terms of timing, the project is expected to be online in the third quarter of 2016. In addition to generating approximately $7.3 million in incremental annual gross margin, the electric output from the plant is expected to generate savings for our electric customers of approximately $3 to $4 million annually. As shown on slide 24, The Eight Flags project is an example of the diverse capabilities that we have to provide value-added service to our customers and the communities we serve. In this case, our Peninsula Pipeline Company transports the natural gas to FPU's natural gas distribution system. FPU, in turn, delivers that gas to the Eight Flags CHP plant. Eight Flags then generates the power for delivery to FPU's electric distribution system and the steam for delivery to Rainier Advanced Materials plant. When all of this is said and done, we save Rainier Advanced Materials money, save our electric customers on the island money, and earn returns on capital for our investors. Slide 25 illustrates the Aspire Energy of Ohio business model, which operates over 2,500 miles of pipeline in the areas in and around the Utica Shale in eastern and central Ohio. We operate 16 gathering systems for conventional producers in the area. Over 80% of Aspire's margin is derived from the sale of natural gas to two local distribution companies that are connected to our gathering system and serve more than 20,000 end-use customers. The addition of new producers to our system presents an opportunity for increased reliability for our local distribution customers and increased margins for the company. Finally, we also own rights of way that we expect will present additional opportunities for growth over the long term. Over the last 10 months, since April 1, there's been a significant progress and success with integrating Aspire Energy into Chesapeake's family of companies. Our management team led with focus and drive to strategically develop Aspire Energy organization and align the business with the vision, strategies, and culture of our parent company. The team has maintained the momentum of operating the existing business and customer needs while also focusing on the future growth of the business. Our Aspire Energy employees are actively engaged in developing a strategic growth plan and have already begun to successfully identify and develop new growth opportunities. As a result of our team's efforts, Aspire Energy generated $6.3 million in gross margin since April 1 and is expected to generate approximately $13 million in gross margin in 2016. We continue to be excited about the opportunities presented by the latest addition to the Chesapeake family and continue to expect that Aspire Energy will be accretive to earnings in the first full year of operations. Turning to slide 26. In 2014, we filed a rate increase for our electric operations in Florida, which increased rates by approximately $3.7 million annually. As the rate case was approved last year, 2015's results include a full-year impact of the new rates. On December 1, 2015, we filed a rate increase application for $1 million to increase our Sandpiper subsidiary's operating returns in Worcester County, Maryland. The filing was required as a part of the Maryland PSC's approval of the Sandpiper acquisition and regulatory plan. A decision on the application is expected during the second quarter of this year. We filed a $4.7 million rate case in Delaware on December 21, 2015. Included in our application are new service offerings to promote growth and a revenue decoupling mechanism for residential and small commercial customers. A decision on the application is expected during the third quarter of 2016. Pending the decision, the Delaware Division implemented an interim rate increase of $2.5 million on February 19, 2016. Our last rate case in Delaware dates back to 2007. Finally, our Eastern Shore Natural Gas subsidiary will file a rate case with the FERC for new rates effective February 1, 2017. The filing is required as part of a settlement of our last rate case. Our application will be submitted by the end of 2016. As the chart on slide 27 shows, Chesapeake provided total shareholder return of 17% for 2015. For each of the five periods shown, Chesapeake shareholders have earned more than 14% returns on a compound annual basis. In addition, for four of the five periods shown, the Chesapeake's performance exceeded the 75th percentile of the peer group. Slide 28 shows our financial performance of the past 1, 3, and 5 years. I am proud to say that our employees have delivered top quartile performance in 18 of the 20 categories. Further, our 10 and 20-year compound annual total shareholder returns of 14.4 and 14% respectively ranked first amongst our peers. In fact, when you compare our shareholder returns to the broader market, you can evaluate our performance relative to this larger group. As slide 29 shows, when you compare us to more than 2,200 companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange, our performance exceeds the 84th percentile. Similarly, as shown on slide 30, when we compare performance to the companies comprising the S&P 500 for all periods shown, our returns range from the 73rd to the 81st percentile. We are very pleased with our strong performance relative to the broad market as measured by either of these two larger groups. In closing, our employees' determination for excellence and consistently high performance enables us to deliver clean, reliable, low-cost energy solutions to our customers while achieving strong growth in earnings and returns on shareholders' equity and therefore delivering superior shareholder value. We will now be happy to take questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask the question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, press star one to ask a question. There are no questions at this time.
Well, I just want to thank everyone for joining us on our call today and for your interest in Chesapeake Utilities. We are proud of what our team has accomplished for shareholders in the past and remain committed to working hard to deliver superior shareholder returns in the future. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.